Okay, citizens, here's an update of our historical Roman orgy so far. Emperor Georgius Bushkus and the Praetorian Guard raided a Turkish bathhouse at number XXV, just off Capitoline Place, and discovered a plot to assassinate him. The suspects are now being tortured in a variety of obscene ways on an island fortress. Now, if that all sounds oddly familiar, then here's a clue. They're all foreigners with no rights in Rome.
Isn't this torture thing fun, Antonius? Isn't it? Huh? Huh? Isn't it?
Well, not really, Georgius. You know, in Britain, we usually release plotters on bail so they can disappear into the community.
But this torture thing is much more effective. See? I take the dagger and I cut out the Persian's tongue like so. Okay, foreigners, talk.
Georgius, you're meant to get them to talk before you cut out their tongues.
Oh.
Yeah, and maybe it's also a good idea not to cut off their heads first and all.
You know, there's one thing that bothers me here, Georgius. None of these suspects from the bathhouse have had anything to say, with or without their tongues.
What are you saying, Antonius?
Well, Condipatra, the only people we haven't questioned from the sauna is you, Barticus, and Germanicus.
Well, that's because we were, undercover.
Yeah, we were sweaty, naked, one of us was horny, but we weren't plotting anything, right, guys?
Yeah, that's right.
Hail Caesar! We found this chewed piece of papyrus on one of the Persians you decapitated earlier.
Well done, Centurion. Hey, this looks like the drawings to our new siege engine. You know, the new weapon of mass destruction that no one else has got?
And if the Persians are building their own siege engines, they must want to attack Rome.
What? You can't accuse them of that on this flimsy evidence.
We can, and I have.
If only we got one of the suspects to admit it before Georgius cut their tongues out.
Hang on, I've got an idea. Look, this severed head wants to say something.
Yes, I admit it all. We want to build weapons and attack Rome.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah, the talking head was very convincing.
Even though Georgius' lips were moving, I'm convinced.
But we can't go to war on that. Can we?
Wet my bush.
Oh, this is madness. I'll never see my beloved Britain again.
Stop whinging, Antonius. You can't have an empire without unnecessarily invading foreign countries, can you?
Exactly. So when will the British leaders be joining us, Antonius?
Slight problem there, Georgius. The whole fleet was destroyed just outside Londinium Harbour.
In fact, more precisely, one of your fire ships sailed in and burnt the old bleeding lot.
Oh, well, just call it a case of friendly fire ship.
Yeah, whatever. The point is, we will have warriors for the battle tomorrow.
Great! How many warriors? Sorry, I meant warrior.
One warrior? Oh yeah, that'll really help.
Trust me, she's worth 1,000 men.
She? You can't have girlies on the front line. We tried it on the Danube campaigns, and our orgy of violence turned into a violent orgy.
Ah. Oh, so violent. Trust me on this. You won't want to have an orgy with Gillian.
Wag my bush. Come on.
So, where's Antonius? He's missing the feast.
Tough, he missed it.
He's bringing this girly-whirly warrior to meet you, Georgius.
Ow! Oh, don't do that. Ow! Please don't pull my hair.
Stop whining, you wee beastie.
Ow, my arm. Do you have to be so rough?
I'm a Pict. We're professionally rough. Now, which of these over-pampered pustules is the Emperor? Well, come on, answer me.
Well, I suppose that's me.
Good gods. She smells worse than my feet.
That's because you are what you eat, you fat vars of lard. Me, I love eating toad's arseholes. And that's why I've got breath that can melt lead. So, what's the order of battle tomorrow, Emperor Bushkus?
Well, we'll probably all have a wash first.
Washing's for sissies.
Don't speak to the Emperor like that.
Shut it, bouffant boy.
Ow!
She is the ugliest thing I have ever seen.
Yeah, and even worse, she's ginger.
You think that's bad? You should see the rest of the women from Scotia. Believe me, she's the Pict of the bunch.
Okay, what do you suggest for the order of battle, Gillian?
Well, after I've checked your stools for messages from the gods, I suggest we pulverize their defenses with siege catapults. And once inside, we can eat their young'uns.
Uno problemeto there, Harry Scary Mary. We didn't bring any siege catapults with us.
Which is kind of ironic, considering that's why we're waging war in the first place.
No, siege engines! What moron forgot to bring siege catapults?
Look, don't speak to the Emperor like that. Ow! Hey, I admit it was a small oversight, but don't worry. We have another secret weapon to scare the shit out of those Persians.
We do?
Yep, we do. Now, Hannibal had his elephants. The Mongols have their horses. And we...
Brilliant. You've trained your lions to attack Persians, haven't you, Georgie?
Eh? No, I haven't, Farticus. But that's a good idea, though. I ought to remember that for a next campaign. Now, I've got a whole regiment of armored cows! Isn't that great? You see, in battle, if you get thirsty, you can milk the cows and have a drink. Isn't that cool?
How the fuck did you become emperor?
I was ordained by the gods.
Well, I've never heard vote rigging called that before.
Can the emperor pulverize the Persians with his armored cows? And if he does, will it be called a cavalry charge? Find out as battle commences in the next utterly unbelievable episode of...
Whack! My bush.